Yes, come in, sit down, make yourself comfortable. There's some mints there if you want one. Only the best for my workers. Yes, thank you so much for meeting me today. I know that you've got a lot on, so I appreciate your time. Do you know much about what I plan to do, or have you seen the email trails going around? Yeah, sure. So I work within the human resources department. Obviously, people tend to not really know what that is. They just seem to think it's a complaints department. Basically, I ensure that everyone in the company is happy. I do take complaints, this is true, but I also make sure that we have budgets for things like special treats to make sure you guys are motivated and you have incentives. I will make sure that there's a nice balance across the board, that no one's being treated unfairly, and just generally everyone's following the rules and getting along. So you could compare me to a headmistress, but I like to think that I'm not the scary type, I'm more the nice one. Oh my god, I didn't even introduce myself, did I? I just got too excited. Okay, my name is Alor. It's lovely to meet you. If you'd like to come in and have a chat whenever you want, my door is always open. Complete anonymity if you'd like it, and nothing is off the table for discussion. Okay, now we're back on track. So I've had a quick look at some of your productivity reports and the opinions in your suggestion box by your team, and I've had a little bit of a think. And my evaluation right now is that you guys are a little bit overworked and a little bit underappreciated. And I don't like that at all. So I have been working tirelessly on a plan to resolve this. And I definitely think, bare minimum, you guys deserve more breaks. You're just overworked, and because of that, you're underproductive, and we need to flip that around. I was thinking there's a couple of suggestions that I have. We could install a ping pong table in the break room, more vending machines. Additionally, I could write a proposal for the bosses for you guys to have a shorter Friday, maybe a half day. I thought you'd like that. Everyone has that same reaction when I suggest that. What else was I thinking? Definitely a possibility too. And I also am sure that there are ways that we can de-stress ourselves a lot more primally. I'll expand. So there was a study that came out in recent years that says masturbation helps you de-stress much more than any pill on the market could ever do. Now, I know that you guys are in a high-powered, high-stressed environment, so it could be a suggestion that we have special masturbation breaks, or even helping each other breaks, if you get my drift. I am deadly serious. I suggested this at my last position and it worked a treat. Productivity was through the roof, everybody was so happy, and all the bosses were delighted. You're still not convinced, are you? Are there any of your co-workers that you would contemplate for this kind of relaxation and de-stress? No? Well then, I guess it would fall to me. I mean, whenever you would need to de-stress, come in here on your masturbation break and sit down. And I would make sure that your productivity would rise again, if you know what I'm saying. I care very much about my job and this company, and I'd like it to be successful in every way possible. Whether that's an increase in profits or your cum successfully shooting down my throat. And you would go back to work with a spring in your step and make us even more money. It's a win-win for everybody. Not to mention, I really enjoy the Yours especially, I'm sure, would be very tasty. Oh, come on now. Why do you think I was hired? I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. And I fucking enjoy it. So, anytime you want to, we can even start now if you'd like. Yeah, why not? We are just two consenting adults within a workplace environment trying to be exceptional employees. If anything, you'll get a raise right after I get mine. How about we start by me sitting on your lap and rubbing your cock over your trousers? We'll see how it goes. How's that? If there's any problems, just tell me to stop and we can stop. There'll be no repercussions. There'll be no punishments. Not unless you ask for one. Oh, you're already excited. I love that. Let's see if we can drain these balls and get you back to work feeling as fucking happy as I will with your cum dripping down my throat. Let's get these trousers off. You don't mind if I rub my breasts and play with my nipples at the same time, do you? Good. Yeah, you see, I seem to have landed myself in my dream job. I am what they call a slut, you see, so all of this is kind of tailor-made for me, especially when I have co-workers like you to suck off. Now give me my treat. Was this what you were thinking would happen when you came in here today? Yep, the door is a little bit ajar. Maybe someone could see us. It doesn't matter. You're on your break, remember? This is sanctioned. We have to increase your productivity. Or productivity. Just what I need to get me through the day. I'm sorry if I get my spit on your trousers, I'll try not to, but I'm a very messy girl, and sometimes my makeup gets smudged. But I don't mind that, so if you want to smudge away. We thought you would. Rub your cock all over my fucking face. Yeah. I love that. I fucking love it. Oh. We could just play with your dick all day. It's so much fun. You are making a mess of me, aren't you? I'll let you bend me over this fucking desk tomorrow. I'll scream your name if you like. Is that incentive enough for you? Baby, I want you to come for me. I want you to come deep in my mouth. And then I'm gonna show you all your cum on my tongue with all my makeup destroyed. And you can keep this mental picture for the rest of your day, making you happy as fuck. Yeah? And after, I'll get my reward by swallowing it. Oh, your yummy cum. You ready? You see it in my mouth. Down it goes. So before you get ready to go back to work, you have to promise me you'll have an extra productive day, won't you? Now you would have de-stressed and you can concentrate on the job until tomorrow when you come and see me again and again and again. By come, I mean come. I'll be putting in a good word with the bosses for you, don't worry. And I'll be keeping this dick in my dreams. And in my mouth. See you tomorrow.